Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced Wednesday he's making changes to the nearly $1 billion transportation package that will go to voters in November. He wants to spend more money than he had originally proposed. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
In March, Mayor Murray unveiled a package of dozens of transportation improvements. They range from sidewalk construction to bridge retrofits to road improvements for bicycles and transit. The massive $900 million plan would be paid for with a property tax levy. It would cost the average homeowner about $275 a year. That's more than double what they pay for the current transportation levy. For the past several weeks, city officials have been collecting comments on the proposal, and Mayor Murray says residents want the city to do more.
It's a rare situation for an elected official to go out with a package, a large package, and to hear from the citizens, you're not doing enough.
So Murray increased the levy to $930 million. The extra $30 million will come from revenue from new development in the city. Under the new plan, more money will go to sidewalks and pedestrian improvements, among other things. Kathy Tuttle from the group Seattle Neighborhood Greenways has been advocating for that. She says it's a good start, but
we're hoping to have a little bit more for pedestrian safety, for people who walk and bike. We really need to focus on that because we have this opportunity over the next 10 years to really transform the city into a very livable place for people.
The proposal now goes to the city council, and if approved, it will be on the ballot in November. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.